Hello and welcome again. Today I'd like to discuss what I call feeling associations. So feeling associations are not the same thing as emotions, nor are they the same thing as thoughts. It's at a more basic level of awareness. In fact, most of us are entirely unaware of what I'm referring to, but this is kind of a foundational level upon which emotion and thought rest. And so it's easy to become aware of feeling associations once you have opened the barriers of the brain that limit your awareness of energy fields. Once you can perceive energy fields around people, then you start to see how an individual may go into the frequency of consciousness and expand. The energy field will appear to expand. In any case, it's not really your energy field or my energy field. It's just a frequency which is activated through intent. But the appearance is that it is that body's energy field. And I'm not speaking the same thing as an aura, which is the energy field around a body that is indicative of biological processes, a thought and emotion, and that is actually a rather chaotic energy. I'm speaking of something that extends much, much further. The aura typically of any ordinary person, 99.999% of people, ranges between 6 and 12 inches from the skin all around the body. The field of consciousness can extend much, much further than that. And most people are not tuned to this field of consciousness, which is activated certainly initially by intent. Once an individual starts to activate that field of consciousness, this phenomenon begins to occur, which I describe as collapsing into mind. So there's consciousness going, something causes a disturbance, a reaction within the individual, and the field of consciousness is suddenly deactivated and they're back into the frequency of mind, which means the only emanation from the body at that point is the mental and biological frequency, which is the aura. Once a person starts to emanate or activate the frequencies of consciousness, it's possible to see what stimulus activates feeling associations. And the reason for this is they will collapse out of consciousness for no reason that they can identify. And so you just have to look into what it was that they were doing at that moment or perceiving at that moment, and that tells you where their feeling association is located. Now, we all have feeling associations. And there is a way for individuals to become aware of feeling associations prior to being perceptive of energy fields. That requires, of course, feeling into the body. So I'll tell you a story, and I write about this in my book, The Unbound Soul. I was teaching a small mentoring class, two students, and we were building a fire out in the forest. We do most of our mentoring classes in the forest. The land has so much to teach and stimulate our processes that it makes it very, very educational. But so we had built a fire, and the two students were meditating and walking around the property, getting themselves into high frequencies, activating high frequencies of consciousness. And as soon as they came around the property back to where the fire was, once they got to about, I can't remember now, but 20 or 30 feet from the fire, their energy field started shrinking about the same time. And as they got within 5 feet of the fire, it was all the way back to mind. The story I've written about it in The Unbound Soul is more accurate, since I wrote that story at the time that it occurred. But from memory, this is how it happened. Pardon me if I get anything wrong on this, but In any case, I mentioned that they had both collapsed back into mind, and the immediate response from one of them was, well, that's strange. I like fire. I wouldn't have thought that fire would cause me to collapse into mine. And the other person agreed that they really liked fire. And so I told them at the time, I said, you believe you like fire, but energy fields do not lie. There is a negative association that is below your level of awareness that is actually affecting the fields of consciousness here, causing a collapse back into mind. So although on the surface of your awareness you believe you like fire, there is actually an unresolved traumatic experience with fire in the body, and so that is causing a collapse back into the mental fields or mental frequencies. And so I said, so I want you to step back away from the fire, get yourself back up into the frequencies of consciousness, and once you feel that you're there at a high frequency, you're going to start walking back towards the fire again. I'll let you know as shrinking begins. At that time, pay attention and feel within your body for any disharmonious sensation. And both of them, when they were walking, they got their fields back up, they began walking. As I pointed out the shrinking, they started to pay attention to their body, and they both felt something within their abdomen, a tightening that was occurring. Very subtle, but a tightening that was occurring. And so I had them go off and sit and kind of feel into that, and once they realized what it was and resolved that feeling, once they clarified that feeling within the body and resolved that imbalance within the body, which means really relaxing into that feeling and becoming very, very intimately aware of that feeling, they were to come back and try it again. So 10, 15 minutes later, they came back, got themselves into high frequency, and walked towards the fire again. And this time, the collapse into mind was much, much less. It was just very, very minor. It really didn't actually collapse back into mind. It was just a lowering of frequency of consciousness. So there still was a little bit of that feeling remaining, and then they were able to detect it and then resolve it completely. The next time they walked towards the fire, there was no change. And in this process, one of the students had remembered what it was that caused the frequency. They had had a bad burn at a campfire when they were young. And this feeling had remained in the body. And it was just completely forgotten about and unconscious throughout their entire life, but it had remained there their entire life. Now, while doing this experiment, a few times I had them try it, not walking towards the fire, but just saying the word fire. Just saying the word fire also caused the same shrinkage. So this is what I call a feeling association. A feeling association can be activated by senses, looking at whatever the object is that you have an association with, or hearing about it, smelling it, touching it, of course, tasting it. All these things can trigger these feeling associations that are really at a very base level of awareness. Often, the vast majority of the time, we are completely unaware of this. These are associations that are recorded in the body, a negative energy, a negative association recorded in the body. And so part of the process of spiritual unfoldment is releasing this negativity that's held in the body. And the releasing of it is a process of really relaxing into it and being aware of it. Not pushing it away, not trying to, not judging it, or anything of that type of nature. So one of the things we can start to do in our own lives is start to feel into the body, and we can start this process with things that we know we have a negative association with. You'll look at that object, think about that object, and feel within the body where that tightening, where that tension, where that anger, emotion, whatever it may be, that sensation of disharmony is, and become familiar with that process. Begin to relax into that feeling and allowing that feeling to expand and really get to know it. And this process naturally starts to resolve it, and it just starts to melt away and disappear as we do this, as long as it's a non-judgmental approach, a relaxing into a non-resistive approach. As we become more skilled, more aware of feeling associations, we can then begin to feel within the body throughout our lives and start to notice feeling associations which we had not previously been aware we even had, and begin to resolve those. So the process of spiritual unfoldment isn't just about relaxing into this moment, but it is also being aware of the negative programs that are built into the body, that had been instilled into the body in the past, developing that or realizing the sensitivity to become aware of those things, and then relaxing into that as well. So the truth of this moment that we're experiencing is we're carried a lot of baggage into this moment. And so we're not actually fully experiencing this moment purely, even if that's our intent. The body itself is reacting to the baggage, the associations that we carry into that moment. And if we do not realize that, and our process of realization is only about being present in the moment without realizing the baggage that we may carry into that tarnishes that moment, then our unfoldment process, well, it's not really an unfoldment process, is it? It's just simply being present. And that's only a part of the story, a part of the process. So as we relax into reality, into what is, we will also begin to de-trigger, to resolve these baggages that we've brought into that moment with us unconsciously. And that allows for greater harmony in our lives. Quite naturally, these fields of consciousness become the root of our experience instead of something we have to intend towards. So what we want to do is become very, very aware of the body. As the biblical saying goes, the body is your temple. And that saying is very practical and useful for us in the unfoldment process. And that temple carries many, many books, let's just say. It's like a school. And these books really are lots of negative associations, positive associations, thoughts and emotions that have become habitual, our sense and concept of self, how we define and limit the experience of the present moment through our definition of self, through the definition of self, and the belief in the self. So for now, start to look into feeling associations within the body, relaxing into and being curious, innocent, and explorative about that process. All of this always goes back to curiosity, innocence, direct experience, and direct feeling within the body. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.